It's time now for World Tour on the world and everything in it. Here's our reporter Onize Ohikere in Nigeria.
This week's global recap begins in Colombia, where jubilant crowds welcomed the country's first leftist leader. Gustavo Petro, a former rebel leader, narrowly defeated a real estate millionaire in the Sunday vote. It was his third bid for the presidency. His running mate, Francia Marquez, is also the country's first elected black vice president.
El cambio consiste precisamente...
In his victory speech, Petro called for unity and better relations with the United States. He also proposed reforms in pension, healthcare, and agriculture, and how the country fights armed groups. Colombia is battling high violence, poverty, and unemployment, struggles that have sparked anger at the traditional political establishment. We head over to the United Kingdom, where protesters decried the rising cost of living. Trade unions led marches through London on Saturday. Thousands of people held up banners and chanted for better wages and government support to buffer rising bills and other expenses. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress. The Ukraine war has fueled inflation in Britain and across Europe. Protesters blamed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government for failing to respond quickly to the crisis. Next, to southern China, where the heaviest rainfall in decades is triggering floods and landslides. Authorities said the average rainfall between early May and mid-June in three of the region's provinces reached 24 inches, the highest recorded since 1961. Response crews have evacuated hundreds of thousands of people. The swelling waterways are also endangering manufacturing and logistics operations in the area. India and Bangladesh are also facing significant flooding. We end today here in Nigeria. Mourners gathered for a state funeral for 22 of the 40 worshippers recently killed in southwestern Ondo State. The Christians were inside St. Francis Catholic Church earlier this month when gunmen opened fire. Abel Olatunji was one of the survivors who turned up at the funeral mass.
From a family that came to this church on that day. So the mass has ended. We were just waiting for the Reverend Father to get down from the pulpit and walk out of the church before we follow as a member.
Nigeria's security crisis is getting worse. This Sunday, gunmen attacked a Baptist and a Catholic church in northern Kaduna State, in a region with a history of clashes between farmers and herders. The attackers killed three people and abducted at least 36 others. That's it for this week's World Tour. Reporting for World, I'm Onize Ohikere in Abuja, Nigeria.